Hello and welcome to another edition of Gamers with Coffee podcast. This one's going to be two parts. One, again, we have to apologize for the last episode. I'm not sure what the crackling noise is on that. We did get a new set of mics. So when we're doing the commute episode, we're actually driving in a car, as we've mentioned many times. We also have lapel mics, and usually we're running it through the Podbean app. Now, these happen to be a brand new set of mics for the podcast. And so I don't know. I'm not sure why it crackled, but apologies about that. I am working currently on getting a portable recording device. On this one now, what I'm doing is I am doing this on a microphone at home through Audacity, and we'll see how that works out. Also, just wanted to answer a question here. I have asked for comments, and so we did get a comment. This comment here comes from one of our followers on Podbean. Actually, it's more of a question. They asked, what specific games do you play? What differences? And what can you recommend for a new beginner? Where's the best place to buy? Do you have a community? So first, we're going to back this up a little bit. It says, do you recommend for a new beginner? Well, now, are you talking about a beginner with video games or a beginner with tabletop? Beginners with video games, boy, that's going to be whatever you're liking. It's same thing with tabletops. Do you like RPG stuff? Do you like war stuff? If you do like war, is it futuristic? Is it historical? What do you like? Do you like a first-person shooter? Do you like strategy games? I mean, it depends on what games you're playing. If you're trying to get somebody into the miniature world, then first I would find out, do they have any games in the video game world? Because that's the easiest way to do it. For instance, Tanks is hugely popular worldwide, absolutely popular, a huge following on Xbox Live. Now, you could easily transition somebody over into like Gale Force 9 Tanks, very straightforward game, has cards and ruler type marking device. It's an arrow, so very easy. If you're just going to try and get them into miniatures to understand the concept of gaming in general, boy, then I guess one game that really pops out to me would be Wings of Glory. It's a World War I game, and before you go, oh, that doesn't sound very fun. Actually, it is. The starter box is $20. It comes with two planes. There's no dice. No dice. You have a deck of cards that are your movements, and you have a deck of damage cards. So you put your plane on a table. It's on a little stand, so it's elevated off the table. You pick out your moves, and it'll have an arrow that curves to the left, or arrow that curves to the right, or straight ahead, or kind of zigzaggy. You get the idea. So you pick your move, and you will put your card down for your move, and then the opponent makes a move. When you're in range, there's a range stick. It's real easy. If you're in range, close range, you'll take two damage cards off the deck. Long range or regular range, you're taking one. So the card will tell you how many points of damage you take. The plane has X amount of points, say 15 points. Well, when you've taken 15 points of damage, your plane's destroyed. Or you can fly off the table. It is absolutely far more fun. When you look at the box, you might be going, I would say give it a shot. You're just not going to lose on that. That's pretty simple. It also gets it very advanced. So it's a game that can be super simple, get you used to the models, get you used to moving, and get you used to strategizing, because video games differ in the sense that it does everything for you. For instance, take a first-person shooter. When you fire the shot, it calculates the damage done to the opponent. If you're playing a war game scenario on a table, you're rolling dice to calculate that. The computer's not. You're also standing across the table from a live human being, not somebody on the other end of the mic that probably doesn't care. So it is it is different in that sense, where you also have a little bit more strategy. So a beginner game absolutely would be for tabletop managers, in my opinion, is simply going to be Wings of Glory, okay, the World War I version. And if any of you remember Orson Welles' story about War of the Worlds, that game is also doing a tripod and triplanes, where it's basically you're fighting, you know, like the aliens with the biplane. So it should be pretty cool. Now, that's what I would recommend for a beginner. The other question was asked, and can I share some strategies? Well, again, that would depend on the game, but here's a good strategy. Read up on your game. I'm just going to give you an example. Say you want to get into 40K, Warhammer 40K. Just like me, I knew some about it, but I didn't know much. So I would say watch some videos on it. Do your background research a little bit on some of the games. They usually all have lore, like a story, a premise for the game. And so if the storyline attracts you, and you're going to know, oh, hey, this sounds cool. I could get in, I could do that. And then maybe I'd watch some videos on it. We have some videos. Other people have videos. I mean, there's tons of videos. That would be my strategy advice to you. Understand your game, and then try to learn how to play it. Some games, such as the Fallout Tabletop Miniatures, has an AI built into it so that you can literally play against yourself without cheating. It's pretty ingenious. So you could work on your strategies all by yourself if you ever happen to get a spare moment of time. I have kids running around the house still, and you know, sometimes you don't have a moment's worth of time. But if you do, and you find yourself all alone with that cup of coffee, by all means, work on your strategy that way. Let's see here. The other comment to this was, where's the best place to buy? Well, first of all, there's a ton of places to buy from. I would look at some games that you would like. Again, if you've done video games, simply type those in and see if they have a counterpart for the table online. Then do a little research and then find your price points, because sometimes they'll vary, you know, significantly. A lot of times you'll find like a $10 difference. I mean, I don't know about you, but $10 is $10. So look around. That would be my advice. The other question was, do you have a gaming community that new people can join? Absolutely. On the front of the Podbean page there, if you look down below, it'll say our YouTube link and our Facebook group. Obviously, the Facebook group is free. You are more than welcome to join and talk about any kind of game you would like. And we encourage that. We want some variety. Some gaming shows are kind of like news shows. Some are specific. Some have hardcore people that won't deviate. And that's okay, too. What we're trying to do is get people into gaming in general and just enjoy time with their friends and family. So please join. Feel free to share it. Get other people to join. We have a lot of people that do like games on the PC, Xbox, PlayStation. I know one of our guys does Nintendo Switch. That's a shout out to Evan there. So he has that. Honestly, I wouldn't mind buying a Switch myself. So as far as gaming goes, if you have a video game, again, try to find the counterpart. Fallout's a prime example. Another prime example is Star Wars. I mean, there are Star Wars X-Wings, which is a very easy game to play. There is Star Wars Legions, which comes with miniatures, but you need to paint those. And I'll tell you what, don't be afraid of painting them, because you have to learn. And it just makes it more fun if the miniatures are painted. It's more your part of the game. And you have a sense of pride in it. So, pardon me, my voice has not been too good the last few days. But that's what I would do. Those are my suggestions. Again, we have a YouTube channel. Please subscribe to that. We would love to have more suggestions. We have a group now. It's steadily grown. There's 25 of us now. When we started, there was two. So join us, bring your friends, bring your family members, everyone's welcome. We ask only that you be respectful to everybody else so that everyone gets along. That's all. It's all about gaming. It's all about having fun. So I wanted to give a shout out there to the listener who left us that question. And I wish more of you would. It would give us some insight. If nothing else, let us know what you think. We have more downloads by probably twice than we have followers, so that tells me other people are listening, maybe just haven't followed. However, I tried to make it easy. We're at a place called TuneIn. You can get podcasts there. You can get them through Podbean here, obviously. You can get the podcast through Google Play Music. I did not set any prices on them, so it should be free as far as I know. And that's it, you guys. So the mic situation, I am looking into a portable recorder. Some of those, though, and I mean, we're not talking about a normal voice recorder. You have to have something that will do interview quality. And those range from, $100 to well over $1,000. So it's a little bit of a steep there. And again, I'm not sure. I think that static, to be honest with you, is possibly maybe the phone jack, because I've been recording them through the Podbean app. This time I have a condenser mic and I'm recording this through Audacity on my laptop, so I'm going to give this a try and upload it to Podbean that way, and the sound quality might be better for you. So anyways, join our group, be a part of it, spread the word, please. We would like to do some live streaming on YouTube. However, apparently you have to have 1,000 people, and or I can do it through the phone. But right now, we went from 0 to 7. So we do need a little bit more than 7 people there at YouTube. So welcome. And I guess I'll go ahead and end it there. Again, questions, comments, or concerns, you can definitely send us a comment. And, you know, if you look on this front page of Podbean here, it's got to contact us. I believe I left a contact tab, so you should be able to email us. And if you do, just don't send any spam, because I'll report that. But other than that, let us know. All right, you guys all have a good day. Thank you for tuning in, and spread the word.